The Twin Raven Varangian Group. This has intrigued you for the past couple of days ever since I brought up this indication of them looking for new members, and I thought, well, it's so interesting and so different. We should talk to someone who's involved, and we found the president of this group.
Is he the president or like the Dark Lord or something?
Well, let's find out. Connor Hume, welcome to the show. Hello, my friend.
Hi, how you going?
We're fantastic.
We are great. So, yeah, so is it the president or are you called the, you know, his lordship or...?
No, usually just the president works.
Tell us about the Twin Raven Varangian Club.
So it started off as a 14th century English group in Hervey Bay, actually.
Okay.
And then we later joined in with an 11th century Kievan Rus group in Gympie.
Mm-hmm.
The Kievan Rus being early Scandinavian settlers that occupied early Russian territories.
So how do people get started in this? I mean, is it just... what it makes me think of is Dungeons and Dragons and that sort of thing. Did you play Dungeons and Dragons as a kid?
Not as a kid, but I definitely do now.
Oh, okay.
I can see that. I've got to ask you, though, when you're talking genuine 11th century, so we're down to no undies and just, you know...
toilet paper.
Yeah, and all that sort of... How far do you go in living that life?
We try to get as accurate as possible, but we still like to maintain hygiene, so undies are recommended.
Like the kilts. Oh, there is undies under the kilts on a Scotsman.
That's great.
Exactly right, yeah. Don't want someone to fall over and, you know, unfortunate photos to be taken.
Yes, that's right. Well, I was going to say, I think you'll definitely be more likely to get more members if you do wear undies and keep up the hygiene. I've had a look at some videos on your Facebook page. I tell you what, this is pretty hardcore training. Like, it's like there's javelin throwing and sword fighting.
Yeah, definitely. We try to encompass, you know, as much of the life as we can. So,
yeah, okay.
Are you doing it 24/7 though, Connor? I mean, you're talking on a mobile phone now. Obviously, that wasn't around the 11th century, and we forgive you for having to use modern technology to talk to us. But how far down the rabbit hole are you guys with this?
No, so pretty much we live our day to day lives like anyone else. But when we meet up as a group, we pretty much put everything aside and just try and stay in their mindset.
And is it? I would imagine that it's just a fantastic escape from all the woes of everyday modern life.
Oh, definitely. It's very exciting when you have a meeting all set up and you're ready to go, and a little bit sad when you have to leave and come back to the real world.
Yeah. Do you speak in Varangian or Russian?
Some of us are trying to learn a few of the words, but it's a very difficult language to learn, so most of the time, no.
Yeah. Dobry den. I'm saying to you, Connor, do you understand that?
No, I can't say I do.
That comes from my Ukrainian heritage. I'm saying good day. So I can actually assist with some of that the language skills if you
wants,
want.
I think he wants membership.
I'm not into the sword play or that. That would be a bit hard for me because you've obviously, if you're into playing that 11th century lifestyle, then, you know, morals are probably not as much as they were now. You're probably worried about, you know, who's got dominate and be on top. Do you have some sort of moral code you live by?
Well, we are insured through the QLHF. So we have to follow their guidelines when it comes to fighting and things like that.
All right.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, you're looking for a Gympie clubhouse. Have you got anywhere in mind? Have you got permission from anywhere to set up?
No. Usually we just go in public areas like parks and things, but we haven't had the fortune of finding somewhere proper yet.
Nelson Reserve looks good.
You'd freak people out a bit, I would imagine, if you're just going to public spaces and all of a sudden there's two dudes dressed in armour having a sword fight.
Yeah, it usually brings over a bit of a crowd. I imagine it's a bit unusual.
That's why I say Nelson Reserve next weekend. Get a recruiting drive going. It'd work perfectly. Look, if people want to join, it's early days. Best thing is to type in what on Facebook and have a look.
Hervey Bay Medieval Reenactment Group is where you'll find it.
Okay, Hervey Bay Medieval Reenactment Group. I could actually see you getting into this, Bilko.
Yeah, maybe one day if I want to not wear undies. Well, like Connor said, you didn't have undies.
You've got to wear undies.
Connor Hume, president of the Twin Raven Varangian Group. We hope it all kicks off, and let's stay in the loop about just how membership grows. And if anything we can do to assist, let us know, okay?